I have to live with the event, but because it's not established, if you have to structure the shoot. I'm deliberately at a slow pace, because I didn't want to be in a position that I can service the whole deal, they turn it down, then I go to another meeting. And to me, it's like going to another meeting shows weakness. So I thought that by going deliberately and leisurely, I was showing that we didn't, that we weren't not affected by the, election, the assumption asking if these guys want to settle. They'll speed it up.
There was a story that's been like, story out of Hong Kong, which, it said that the mafia, it said that they're pretty good together, and that they're trying to create a kid, you know, against the war.
Oh, yes, you know, they're very cool.
So, it's a good advice, they put it out in the government statement, and it shows the opposition of the American people, also, of course, that's the defense standpoint.
No question, President, if it weren't for the government, we would settle in the next 3 months. We may anyway, but that is, if you look at the situation, they're getting no comfort from the Russians, no comfort from the Chinese. Joe, again, if they sent their ambassador to see Joe, giving them a long list of, they published the knowledge that there's a lot of complaints against the United States, and Cho's published answer was that North Vietnam was prevailing, just struggling. He didn't say the Chinese are behind you 100%. It was absolutely imminent. If the Mexicans came in while they were being blockaded by the Russians, and he said, we will prevail, we will just struggle, we will take it, just do that. Now, let me, should I just go through?
Sure.
What happened? I began with a general philosophical statement. Now, first of all, they greeted me with extraordinary warmth. Grabbed both my hands. He left to put his arm on my shoulder, and you know, they usually don't touch any physically at all. Put his arms on my shoulder and said, he's happy to put on these negotiations because of his pleasure in dealing with me. You know, it really, this is after they had bombed and blockaded, and after their brutality of the last meeting, one we couldn't have been asked. Alan had sent me, and I had seen the Herald Tribune on all these stories about my traveling out of sight, and I was afraid that the press would be all over us here, and that we'd be caught either being flagrant, being lazy, or not letting the truth. So I drafted right there in spot a statement that he took to me, but saying I was staying home. And I said to prove it, and prove the guy on the spot, and said they would issue a similar statement, which they didn't, and confirmed it. And then I sent that to Kermit K. and called his name. This is 5 in the morning here, 10 o'clock there. And that's how that came to pass. And then I just want to give the impression of being leisurely. Then I went into the Martha Tubman office, and I said to them, now, what I don't understand is why you should want to deal with the next conference on the release of prisoners. See, that black-haired lawyer was compensated, explaining that I would need the knowledge of which is untrue and given.
Yeah.
None of which is true.
Right.
But I wanted to have a record by which they said, by which they said that he had no standing because Pout's argument to us 3 weeks ago was that they had already released prisoners to Hartmann or had it so important that if we didn't see ARPA, he would make a public statement, which would be very interesting to the American public. At that point, I told Hay, there's no further protocols that we can keep by secretary, but the ARPA would not know that we received ARPA, and I also said we didn't see that anymore. But I wanted to make sure that the North Vietnamese also gave me some certification that they did go by that. They said he has no standing, he's just another player in the ground, and of course, they were not discussing business with them. So that took them out. So then I made my sentence, I'm sorry. I just thought it'd be useful to have a fair answer. Then I made a general philosophical statement saying that they had totally misunderstood how to deal with it. That the way to deal with it was to make big decisions and that we had to do. So they planned to start a historical process and then let the evolution take care of it. And I said, you had said major things to the Soviet Union in fact, and I thought I'd look at it and think of it. So that after 22 years of our stay, I said, now I want to go back and discuss the United States. I'm just kind of, just wanted to know how we settled our problems. And then instead, you're the president, I sent me this was already received, you would deal with me, it's probably some sort of a traffic law, you're looking for escape laws, but you have to watch the threat of the president, not the, not the escape clauses. I said, I'm general, you have to understand what the next chapter is, but that's a specific one you have to understand. One, you cannot achieve from the day with you any attempt to do so with that guy's consequence. You cannot improve your political situation. And you cannot count on the American domestic situation. That's one. Luckily, the Herald Tribune today published the news report, showing that the news, the Herald Tribune, one, it's a calculation of the day. Two, I'm on the fact that the energy system, we find you, playing domestic policy, politics in this country, the president of their government, or the issue, is suspected to have to be elected. I thought it'd be better, I think we should do it anyway, I don't think you're sure. If that turns out to be the case, and certainly you have enough experience with this president to know that he will not be swayed from what he thinks is bad, but it looks to you like massive domestic opposition, which you don't have. And there's a number of factors that are bad, but that's going back to the May's decision. And I made no complete proposal at all.
Right.
So then Joel said, well, why don't you make some complete proposal? Also, I said, no, this we have to define our attitude. Let's see what our attitude is. See, he was expecting the freshman proposal. I was afraid that we made it and they turned it down to this time. So, I announced the status of the agreement tomorrow.
Sure.
So then he said, well, let's take a break. During the break, we stood out on the boat and about our other person happened. And he had a private door. He came back for it. But he had got that thing up the truck. He was going to do it. And I said, look, I do not understand. If you asked me for the limitations of this and that, if you made the offer, if you had accepted the president's offer at the time, would you be better off? Secondly, you talk about limitations of military economic aid. Don't you believe that countries will regulate that automatically? And while you are haggling about this, you're continuing in the old way. This I think sank in.
Sure.
Then we reassembled. And he made a long stay, about 45 minutes, which I have to study carefully because he kept saying this is very significant. But I had absorbed it by ear. But what was significant about it was, one, their usual statement is 7 points, and 2 points that are significant.
That you call
Usually their statement is the 7 points and their 2 point elaboration are the only justified and reasonable basis for assessing the board. He never mentioned the 7 points and the 2 point elaboration, just for general terms. He said this meeting is the board meeting in Afghanistan. It should be the turning point of our negotiations. Look back on it as the turning point. He didn't say anything to justify it. I would hate to say I don't want to give you the wrong direction. But he said, we must meet, if you make this gesture, this way. We leave our positions. He did all the talking. One week, his board said nothing. Maybe 2 minutes were feedback told. Normally, it's 1 week, that's about half, and feedback told is completely different. He said nothing about the bargaining mind. He said it would create a useful atmosphere if you started. But he didn't say his father is a criminal or anything. He said nothing about the mining at all. If he has should stop that. And it was really the mark of his read of their usual litany. He didn't ask for a big study for oratory, he didn't ask for the oratory. He said North Vietnam will pursue after policy of neutrality after the war, eventually the United States, and so forth, no reparation. He wants to settle the war within the terms of your presidency. Both sides must meet each other both ways. He recognizes your difficulties. You have local interests. We have only Vietnamese interests, which have never been before. Didn't call us imperialists. And then he kept saying, now I must ask you, will you keep any agreements you make with us signed and unsigned? I said, of course. He said, unsigned too. And it may be that Joe, I told Joe, why don't you talk to him about how to deal with this? It may be that what he's trying to set up in some understanding, as we have with the Chinese on Formosa. You see what I mean? Because he kept coming back to this many, many times. So then he said, now I've told you our general approach, won't you say something now? So I then presented your May 8th proposal with just a slight variation in May 8th. You had said they have to release the business before, and I had said they should release them, could be released simultaneously. The second thing I explained, the ceasefire, people who can talk about ceasefire in place. He was clearly disappointed by that. I mean, not that he clearly expected something else. And in fact, this brought us back to our May 31st proposal of last year, and it made it clear that he May 31st, we offered 9 months. Here is 14 months later, we offered 4 months. So then. He rejected that, saying a ceasefire. But when I say rejected, usually when they reject something, they say this is another example of European desire to stay there, and you must. They never said, they just said this is not yet complete, this is not the right way of looking at it. So I said, you also mentioned the other partner, but we just proposed so that we have some doctors at the bottom, they'll be prepared to end the bargain. Stop military operations in the south and have a 3 month ceasefire. Well, he danced all over that one. He rejected it too. But everything he's rejected today, we can come back to because it was rejected in a sort of, if they were dying to keep these talks going, I'm not saying they're going to settle. They may want to set us up for a breakup closer to the election day. But the interesting, they have given us a slight edge in this because we can now say things get very rough, that we ought to end the bombing if they stop military operations and they refuse for whatever advantage that They now say, but they still say Q has to go, but they say that the existing GBM minus Q can continue to receive military economic aid from the United States until there is a final settlement. In the past, they have said, we have to stop all military economic aid. Second, they said that the new government that is from whatever we agree on can continue to receive both military economic aid from the United States. In the past, they have said, we have to cut off all military aid. And that we can only have economic aid. And a few other monetary aid, but that's what he said, you have to understand, well, what we put into these reports are bargaining purposes. It is not our final position, we have to get bargaining. So, all of this took an enormous amount of time. So at that point, I said, well, why don't we do this? We could study your particular papers, which I need to see in this present. Do a study with the essay, and the proposal come back here with a set of proposals. Excellent. He then said, yes, that we will go through it point by point on each side. And if we are stuck on one point, we go to the other point. And then we will settle those points that can be settled, and then we go back to the point that can be settled until the whole process is completed. And that's none of this means anything. I'm just trying to give you the news. My view is that they want to see, they are doing about what I thought they would do. They are giving themselves the option of settling this, but not making the final decision. They want to see whether you both hold at 15, and well, they don't have to hold at 15%, but then the government gets within striking distance. I think it comes down to this cold-blooded practice. Until the government gets down, comes within striking distance. If the government does not get within striking distance by the middle of September, they have another move. Because they can't wait till the middle of October, and they can't cancel it out of that line. Because if you're still 15 points ahead in the middle of October, then you'll just say out of it and wait until November 7th. And they can't calibrate it that fine. However, their dilemma is that in order to give themselves the option, I don't think you have a, of course you have a political judgment, I don't. It seems to me they're agreeing to announce the meeting today, agreeing to take about the decision and about sort of makes it tougher for the government to attack us on the border for a while. If he can't attack us on the border, we're in tougher shape. But then this makes it tougher for the government to close the gap. So in the process of keeping the negotiations going, they can't play an unlimited game. I'm a little sorry it's happening a month too early. If this were the middle of August, we can keep this process going 6 weeks without anything happening. August 1st, I would present them a paper of such complexity that there's absolutely no possibility of rejecting it at that point. And they'll have to study, and they'll present other papers. So we'll guarantee to have one, another meeting after that, when the meeting has been on the 15th of August. So we can spend it all in the meeting. But after the 15th, we have to be excused. I think we have to keep the government out of the line.
Oh, we have to.
Whatever price we pay.
Must not do it. We must not flush and kill the process.
But we must flush the GPN process.
I know.
I think we can flush you, but they're trying to set up a situation in which they're the only organized force. Although they've moved off that a bit already, but they have said the GPN can begin control of the police. And can keep control of the army and the GPs, which have never done before. It's always said to me, it's a profession that we use badly. This is not something we will do, certainly not even in that next time. I'll still go, not that you expect me otherwise, my recommendation would be to go slowly next time and just present what you discussed with the gentleman. But there's a lot of very complicated provisions, so that they have studied. They'll come up with something next time, so I'll have to study that.
Well, you know, I now have a sense we really can't let you, but that becomes the only point of view on the market.
No, I think.
If it's truly his personality and not his government, that's right. That's what we have to watch.
I think he understands.
Well, it was extraordinary importance while we were barred, while I was sitting there, we were barred. And there was only one meeting that was equally important. It was last July 12th, and I still believe they were there. It was the seventh, which said the board of the prosecutor knocked out the other candidates in the very system. The aim they had in making the settlement was to do the election. There was no longer a meeting for the election, I think, because the interest was concerned. They will not break it off before the convention because you will not. I don't see anything that could happen that would narrow your lead substantially before the convention, am I wrong? I was losing points or.
Oh, wait. I'd like to lose. You see a lead in the convention of the research. If we could be successful with Wallace, the third party, and our league basically about 20 points in command. He doesn't go third party, and our league is still 3 points. He has been sorry, so it's important. Now, a 20 point lead in a campaign is so far that it narrows, particularly when the other followers are in the majority party, it will inevitably narrow. There's a polarization. It's likely to come down maybe 5 or 6 points or something like that.
If it's there,
and you realize that we're 10 points is a month, not a lot is a month.
7 points, that's what was it last month? 7% was a
month. 7% is a month.
7% is what I've known.
So you're in a situation where they
May 2nd, their strategy was to prove that no progress whatever could be made. And even though Sylvia voted against Carney, they just brushed under the table today. I would say they'd be outrageous things for them. And they would say, well, this okay, they space. Their mood, their desire is not to break off quickly. Now, it could be, if they see a chance to kill you, we don't have to get ourselves. If they can kill you, they will do it.
Maybe true. True in abortions. No, maybe not. Can't tell.
I think that I'm with the Russians, so it's just a conversation. I think we have a major problem now. Because I think Russians could well be in trouble.
Oh, yeah. Which we didn't have a goddamn thing to do.
No, but this was their big bargaining chip. I think we must tell today, if you agree, to make no move, not to run around, not to offer the Egyptians anything for a couple of weeks.
Well, let me say that Rogers made a good statement on that in San Francisco. Just that we have said basically we have no comment on it.
That's exactly right.
We knew nothing about it, and didn't have any information on it. And I wasn't going to comment. He did very well, but if you would just say it, it's very important to keep it that way.
Hey, you made a quick call to the meeting today, and I'm seeing it tomorrow about the call.
Well, I remember I told, didn't I tell you?
No,
you didn't. It was on the radio, and I said that we didn't know a damn thing about it. We weren't going to allow that, because we don't really know what's up.
Right.
So we've got that pretty well, I think. You should just tell him that this is something, we'll put it this way, we're not going to allow committees to screw up our relationship.
I think if you agree, I should say that everything you said in Moscow and all the principles for me going out and down instead of both of us over other things.
And that we are not going to try to capitalize on what we put basically an important and still a peripheral issue that we would be in comparison with the Soviet Union. And the derogation of our relations, our bilateral relations, that's all there is to it. And I was going to say that. I think you could tell them on that. You mean impression of it being trouble at home?
I could imagine that some of this outline is saying, listen, if you play with the American moderate, I mean, he did vote in Lido, at least, after we'd been stringing him along through the election of that, I believe. He didn't have to have a lot of options, but he's been. It's
hard to figure out what the goddamn crazy Egyptians are up to.
Well, it could be up to one of two things. It could either be that man to get out of the way. Two, they could get these advisors out of their buildings so that they can take more effective action. Three, they might try and deal with it in this direction. I have always believed that if we could trust them enough, they turn on the Russians. That was my view from the beginning. If the Russians couldn't be different, then they'd have to turn on the Russians. If that happens, we don't have to save the Russians, but we shouldn't exploit it.
Under no circumstances would we exploit it. We need a relationship with the Russians.
I don't think we should even consider a move towards the Egyptians now until after the event. But
absolutely.
That's rock the boat as well.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Now we have no, has anything been said, it's been stated for us, this stuff right now.
They wanted to send somebody in to see Sadat's foreign policy advisor that we put his stuff in. He was going in anyway, but they were going to have a long instruction for him. He had an appointment that was independent, but I think he had. We really have to be careful that these maniacal Egyptians don't play back to the Russians.
Okay.
That they threw them all over them.
Would you tell the agreement that it's not over? Something that we're having hell of a time on. That's the only thing we can do. Only one other unfinished piece of this over here is the rest. And that's the briefing on the government. Now he's coming back to Washington tomorrow, great majority. presidential campaign, and I accept it, if you want this war to end, the president wants it to end, Americans want it to end, and I'm sure you do not want to have it prolonged, because that's why the president is instructing me, because that you have all these negotiations, if you don't have that, tell it, don't tell everybody, you know, give them all that crap, he's hearing a lot of it, nobody knows anything about.
You should have moved it into the position, and if he does talk, well, he does talk, if he talks, then I want to be in a position to say that he's agreeing. I'd like to remember that I'm agreeing, to be sure the party is crazy, that you are very open, you know, that the progress is being made.
Well, but if you vote systematically, who he does, but there's a matter of each one, then that's the individual.
He's a
presidential candidate and a special responsibility.
I will move him into that position to make sure.
All right, I know you will. You should see him alone.
I think what I should do is see him alone first, and then have him say, give him a vote, or I'll see him alone the other time.
Well, when I came down, I saw him alone. I mean, I don't think he should have anybody. I don't care if he knows.
Oh, no, he should be alone.
See what I mean? I don't want him to some foreign policy jackass.
I'll ask that if you know that if you don't.
One. I said, there would be no staff people in that.
Okay.
That's the custom.
No, then I do.
That's right. The same.
And then the next time you would announce.
Can I suggest that the way that that would be done? Put it in a room with the above.
I would see him.
No, I'm not going to see him. I'm not going to lie.
Right.
The best time, Henry, from my standpoint, is to do it, be Friday afternoon. Another time you could do it. Saturday morning is fine. Saturday morning would be fine. That'd be a little better than I had a question in the afternoon, but. I do believe I should be in a lot of the office.
I think you should be out of the office because that hot house bed, you're in the building, don't see it. They don't guarantee to be a story if the president has two doors down the hall, wouldn't even have it.
Right. Why don't you just set it, may I say, for Saturday morning, and say that that's what it is. Or if you possibly can, rather than Friday afternoon. Because I'm going to be at Camp David Friday night, I'm going to go up there for a local meeting. So I could do. Or Friday evening, I'd like to.
Well, better than evening, Saturday afternoon, Friday afternoon.
Late Friday afternoon is all right, I think as well.
But I think the president is excited to be in the public.
Absolutely.
The president would make something out of it, not that any president ever saw a group of people up there.
Bob Johnson saw me, of course, when he was on Camp David.
Yeah.
That's a very good matter. And accomplished the bond there. And then you set it up that from that time on, though, I don't believe you should brief on that one.
Well, yes, you will.
And I think Al should brief you on the except for that.
Only if there was something of such monumental importance that you wanted to move it in.
Right.
But I would say that would be the only reason I would.
I would embrace it with it all.
This is because it's a subject of important importance.
Right, near the podium, a whole lot of it. Kennedy had a lot of, something that went down in the Senate, which is for so many millions of dollars in terms of refugees in South Vietnam. God, we sure ought to have it, but for who the hell's creating those damn refugees? We're not. The North Vietnamese. Right, Al?
We can have a peacemaking general from over there.
Well, came back Christian, didn't he?
Came back a Christian.
I thought it was an interesting report he gave, that he just talked to all those Catholics in the Senate, all those Catholics told him at least a million would be. And they will have.
These guys, if they were confident in themselves at all, they'd accept your proposal on the spot.
Sure.
Why won't they accept the ceasefire? Because they want us to do their political work for them. It's the only hope they have. In fact, they don't want us out. That's what this Indian government doesn't understand. They are keeping us in so that we'll do their political work. Every McGovern supporter on the West Coast that I met thinks that what's holding it up is our vehicle control. Once we bring home the campaign, what the real issue is, that they insist that we put communists into office upside down. I have yet to meet even fanatic liberals who will have the nerve to say that.
Well, Henry, as a matter of fact, they won't take. Now, this is one thing that might throw at us. Suppose they might throw at us. We've got to figure it through dealing directly with McGovern. You know, there's that sort of thing. One of them sort of hands over for one of his agents that the prisoners for withdrawal.
You won't do it.
You don't think they will? Or you virtually offer that anyway. Stand there.
They won't do that. But if they're willing to do that, then they'll take out that position.
Well, hell, we in effect are offering that. We're offering a ceasefire. Withdrawal in 4 months and prisoners until the end of the 4 months. What the hell is that for prisoners? The ceasefire, too. And now the ceasefire is damn well in their interest, isn't it?
That's right. I told him, I said, you keep talking about that ceasefire. It's no threat advantage to us. I'm not going to touch it. We'll keep that around and pull it. Even so, Brad came back from there, as far as I can tell. He hasn't written it quite that way. But he hasn't written it the way I thought he was. It isn't for that. Eli's done it a major fanatic, would say. No sense of reality. So far, I think Mr. President, he ought to be absolutely cold-blooded about it.
Yep.
And decide at what point he wants to do this negotiation.
Yep.
And you have a better sense of it. You shouldn't wait until they can do something embarrassing to me before the election or something. So far, we've always gained. Mm-hmm. Every time we've gone public, we've had our opponent totally confused.
Yes.
We had him totally confused in January. Gained us 6 weeks. We had him totally confused in May after your May 8th speech, the recital of what happened on May 2nd, which we gave, which, in all truth, I was a little provocative too on May 2nd. I wanted, as you had instructed me, you told me to break it off if there was no doctor. But our version dominated, their version never got a hearing. So the question is, when do you want to maneuver a government that's too early to tell you? We are both playing the same game. They are maneuvering with us, but they are in good shape, their military situation, thankfully. And they can't calibrate our electoral process to find them. So somewhere along the line, they either have to make a concession, which will help us, or they run the risk that they'll break off. They have stayed miles away today. You might just look at that transcript to get a see it. It's not done yet. It will take it 2 or 3 days.
No, it's
such a long year. But you'll see that any time I just skated towards a conference, I just hinted at a confrontation by saying no. So what would I back against a decision? Why? They're barking them.
They want to negotiate.
And why do they want to negotiate? Because they may have to settle before the election. They may have to, both militarily, but above all, the one thing they will not face is you re-elected.
Me re-elected, there ain't going to be enough negotiation.
They are dead. So they are running. So if we keep on, Isaac and beyond. It was unbelievable how they treated me. At one point, Peter Cole said, do you mind if it's 1 week? He took me aside and said, do you mind if we interrupt for 10 minutes at this point? We can take a little rest if we know. And he said, it means nothing if we really just give it a little rest. You know how they talk to us.
I find your energy.
You can
start in August. I read on the second You know, the interesting thing is that when they talk about the, you know, they try to make a big point out of the fact that the eyes flipped on communism and so forth, because you're obviously the man that's against communism on foreign. That's bullshit. Should have done it. There's anybody that is the guy that ordered the May blockade on the block of the communists.
Oh, yeah.
But also in dealing with the Russians and the Chinese, anybody that knows why we're doing that, knows very damn well that it has nothing to do with communism, it has to do with power, it has to do with security. You got to deal with the facts of life as they are. The opportunity to deal with them in that way didn't exist in the 50s. No way. Now it's a necessity in the time that the Russians are even with this power, and in many areas ahead, for us to deal with.
True.
Yeah. And so we had to get our anchor, and our anchor is the Chinese.
How is it sensitive to the absolute control of the government?
Standing there.
And these people don't know, I mean, that we're really conservative, it's not so much just data problems, but we can just have that, you know.
Oh, shit.
One day after day, we have to fight.
Yeah, these stuff happens, stuff like that. But Jesus Christ, are just all the time, just some damn things they want to give away.
I do it only because I know what they want.
No, I know that we know the wrong.
But I mean, Cambodian government would long since have been overthrown, in addition to the fact that nobody ever would have gone to Cambodia. Saul would long since have gone down the giant in fields that the conservatives can't even imagine. And there would have been no murder, there would have been no people, and there would have been no else.
Okay.
And I must say, when I read the narrative, it was sickening.
Don't leave us on the bench.
That's what these guys did for granted.
We had no forces in Europe.
We would have had no forces in Europe.
In that connection, I mean, just one little thing. There was an article that I referred to.
Is it Brzezinski?
No, Arnold Rochereau.
Oh, yeah, Rochereau. And it was
well, I want to read, and I like maybe out so that Henry's got some much to get one of your frightening guys in there. They really ought to analyze it. They really ought to, and the answer to it, I perhaps ought to be that not by me, but by somebody for this reason. It's not a bad thought.
Oh, that I didn't see.
This is an article. I read the first part of it, where he said that people in Europe believe that the government's government's proposal to withdraw two relations or three relations from NATO or two relations from NATO. They're very, very dangerous. And he says they're absolutely right. Then he goes on, however, to say that just before the Russian summit, the people of Europe were rather optimistic about the future of the rest, but now they're very depressed. And he goes through a long rigmarole and put through the effect that the Europeans are depressed because they're afraid that Europe is under our. Because we're dealing with the Russians the way we are, Europe will become Finland. Finland dies. And the idea being, it's a tortured article because he basically says it will become Finland dies. And he said, well, because the Mansfield McGovern proposals for withdrawing from Europe would mean that we need to invest. But Christ Almighty, the point is, this administration is fighting those withdrawals. Europeans shouldn't be feeling that way about us. He then went on to say, the other administration, really a low blow. He said that here the president sent Kissinger, this is one European, so he sent Kissinger to Beijing, Kissinger to Moscow, and then sent Reagan to Europe as his representative to his party. That's just bullshit. He sent Rogers to Europe. Rogers went to NATO, he went to four other countries. You know what I mean? It is just unbelievable.
Sitting yourself before you went to either place.
And before we went, I met with every one of them, and I corresponded with all of them. And, you know, the Reagan trip, as we know, is just a damn joyride.
Well, that night, if you send Reagan to Asia, you've got Reagan in all places that I've visited and sent Pekin.
My point is that we are not neglecting Europe.
Absolutely not.
You've been fighting for Europe.
You've seen all the European leaders before you started on the Climate Summit. You've written them a great text. You've sent Roger.
And we resisted talking at the summit about the NDFR, and we're not going to allow it. European Security Conference, so we can hold proposition. But anyway, the article is worth your reading. You take the time.
You have to remember that.
I'll tell you who puts on a fellow. He's bright as hell.
Don't you bother with the two listings.
No, that's on the public data answer or something.
All right.
I've read the Europeans, you know, are mostly leftists in their government, so it's easy for somebody running around delivering after them.
Yeah.
But I know no serious European who doesn't want you to be left.
Well, that's for sure. That should be the case.
But Govan is the first presidential candidate. He's very electable ruling our foreign policy. He doesn't have to do anything. From November 7th on, Mr. President.